watching them from the side of the stage in sheer disbelief, especially Tad. If you see him from the side, it's really interesting what he does. He's got a sort of cartoon drum kit that the hi-hat, or no, there's one of the rides, and it just goes, it's sort of on a rubber elastic spring, so like this, it's like the Queen doing her wave. It just goes down back and forth. He wears a sort of seaman's cap, like was it Tony Curtis thing? Some like it hot, but they're the resemblance names. And he's bashing away on this kit. He manages to make it look too small for him, even though it isn't. And it's as if he's riding some kind of beast that would throw him off. It's fantastic. Anyway, I was more and more excited. So San Francisco, I said, introduced them. I said, okay, this is the best rock and roll band in the world. And will you please welcome the young, fresh fellas? And Scott and Kurt started one song, and Jim and Tad started another.